I'm all over the place, but here I am. We are down at Ross Barnett. We happen to be with some crappie anglers. They're actually crappie pros. I'm going to say that because we have a minnow miner. Is that right?
Minnow pimp.
Oh, minnow pimp. I knew it was something like that. Mm. We also have a Grenada guide. So yeah. So JoJo Baker is here, and he is he's in the house. And these guys are down fishing a National Crappie League tournament, so one of the opens. They're trying to win Angler Team of the Year.
Again.
So, again. And so they did last year, got a great big trophy. I was there. We actually did a podcast show with you guys after the event. And yep. So it was pretty cool to do that. But we're back with them because you guys are the points leader. Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah. So they're sitting in good place. I think they said tonight that the points leader, 4,000. So is that what he said?
Yeah. Well, yeah. 4,000 going up. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what it is right now. So that's pretty cool. I mean, I could go home with $2,000. That'd be all right.
Yeah, ain't bad.
I mean, I guess you got to split. Do you split it?
Not bad.
50-50?
Nah, I get all of it.
Wow.
No.
He didn't know that.
It pays the same. His job's just as important as mine is.
That's why I have to sit between them, because otherwise it'd be fisticuffs. Not really. I've been in the boat with these guys. They're like surgeons. I love being in the boat with them. Hopefully, at this tournament, we'll be in the boat with them, because that means that they're doing good. We're getting some TV that we're going to shoot some shows that are going to happen. You know, there's no use talking about this tournament, because by the time this airs, it'll be all over. But right. Let's talk about what's happened so far this year, though. You guys have actually won a couple tournaments. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. One Sardis and Eufaula in Oklahoma.
Yeah. I was in the boat with you in Eufaula. It was stupid good, wasn't it?
Yeah, that place was crazy. I bet I caught in 3 days. It ain't no way I didn't catch 500 fish.
Yeah. And did you use live? Did you use minnows there?
Mm-hmm.
You did, didn't you?
Yeah.
And did you run just straight hooks or jig hooks? How were they presented when you did that?
Yeah, they was just on just regular jig hooks.
Uh huh. Who's jig hooks?
Just another crappie bait company.
All right. Just there's no hair on that at all.
Well, we did have a hair jig.
Oh, you did.
We had two rods rigged up. One of them was just a plain hook. Just another crappie bait company had it. And
right.
Then, Trippy Sticks jigs ties a little hair jig,
right?
And you can put a small minnow on it, and it fits perfect. And it goes really good with that hair jig, and we use that a lot too.
Is it hard keeping minnows alive? I mean, that's your job.
Yeah, out here in this heat, it is.
Yeah. Oh my. Yeah, it's humid too, so there's less oxygen in the.
A lot of G juice and ice.
And what are you using for to keep them alive? In are you using what kind of
Engel cooler?
Engel cooler. And does it have the lithium battery?
We got it. It's got one that's just hooked up into a lithium battery on the boat. That way it puts off more oxygen and bubbles.
I know what's cool about your boat is it's red. You can see it from, like, I could see it from Ross Barnett. I could see it from the dam all the way up there long ways.
Yep. Yeah, that thing pops, man. I can't hide from nobody.
What do you think the advantage of having a fiberglass boat is in crappie tournaments?
It's a lot more sound. You don't get blowed around like an aluminum boat. It's not up and down like an aluminum boat. It's heavier.
Right.
It's more sturdy. You know, your deck's a lot sturdier.
Yeah. And I've been in your boat. It's very sturdy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice, smooth ride.
Yep. Ain't bad at all.
Isn't that crazy that crappie fishermen have gone in a circle, because they went before live scope, everyone was going to
aluminum.
Yeah, yep. Aluminum boats. And now here comes the cycle back to fiberglass.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty
so
crazy.
And you have a boat too. And what countries? Oh, a Falcon.
Yeah.
So it's fiberglass.
Yes,
too.
Sir.
So when you fish by yourself, are you fishing your boat and JoJo comes over, does you put him in the back and he has to keep the minnows alive? I'd love to do that. I'd love to do that. I'd be in there with the gamer. Click, 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 click. He'd say, you got to delete all those.
Yeah.
That's not true.
We might put him in the back to pull some Pico crankbaits, but live scope, I'm going to be running the net.
All right. That's right, because actually, you got some Pico crankbaits, and so you're getting ready to do some trolling, aren't you?
That should be heating up.
And where are you going to do that at? Which reservoir?
Pickwick.
Oh, Pickwick. Oh, that'll be a good place. Good place to do it. Like Yellowtail?
Yellow Creek.
Yellow Creek, yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's. I've been there before, and we've trolled some crankbaits and caught a bunch of fish. You catch them off stumps there?
Mainly
is that what
just
the
out,
thing?
Out in open water over brush, about 20 foot deep.
Uh-huh. Hmm. So this is different. How do you approach a reservoir like Ross Barnett? I mean, did you do some map study? Tell them how you approach fishing a strange lake.
Well, I've always had a love-hate relationship with this place. Yeah. It's beat me up a couple times. And if the wind ever gets up here, it's ugly. It's long and flat. And from one end to the other, the wind can really pick up in it. But so I tried a bunch of stuff on this lake, and I never really figured it out. I caught some decent whitefish.
Uh-huh.
Last year, I got second here in the NCL.
And, right.
Caught some really good fish. The first day I was targeting whitefish, I was in fifth place.
Right.
And then I seen Hayden come up, and he has like four big old blackfish. And I'm like, where'd them come from? He said, oh, this lake's full of them. I said, you told me that's the wrong thing to say, dude. And I went and targeted nothing but blackfish, and I got them to bite. That's a lot of people don't target them here. You don't hear about them because people can't get them to bite. Well, uh-huh. I got them to bite that day, and it got ugly quick. And I weighed in a really big bag and ended up taking second.
So tell them a little bit about the difference between the attitude of black crappie and white crappie.
Well, this go around, they're pretty similar. They ain't wanting to eat much. I tried hair jigs today, tried plastics. They didn't really want to touch nothing. I caught several fish, but I think the best way to do it is going to be with a minnow. We didn't use a minnow today. Them blackfish, man, they're really picky, and they'll rush off that tree and come. You'd think they're finna knock your arm off, you know, and they'll just come up there and stop. If they see something out of the way, they ain't going to bite it. And a jig being something out of the way, that's not something they see all the time. You know, uh-huh. They're super smart. So you need something that's alive, something with a heartbeat, and you can just about get them to bite. But it's got to be the right rig, though. It's not just going to be a jig minnow on a jig.
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
Oh.
Yep. You'll have to finesse them a little bit. That's a secret, though.
Yeah. So what are you using for a pole? What length? Give them an idea.
I use a 16-foot pole 90% of the time.
What kind?
1039 fishing.
Uh-huh.
They have a great 16-foot rod. You can't break it.
Spinning reel or bait
yep,
caster?
Yep, I use a spinning reel.
With braid or you go?
No, I use 100% fluorocarbon from P-Line. We got hooked up with P-Line this year, and they've been good to us, man. They got some of the best line there is, and we've been using it. Very happy with it, very pleased with it. So
yeah,
I use 15-pound test, 100% fluorocarbon. And yeah, you can't beat it, in my opinion. I've hooked on to some major stuff and pulled it out of the water.
Right. So what's a tip that you can give people about those 14-foot rods and keeping them ready for him? Like, you do that before the tournament starts. What happens during the tournament and he breaks one off and then you're tying and he breaks another one off? Do you have a third rod or what do you do?
No, we got two. We hadn't got to the two being broke off at the same time, so I guess we'll see what happens when that happens.
It could happen this time.
Because there's a lot of stumps here.
Oh, I got hung up 40 times a day.
Right. So what kind of knots are you tying on the fluorocarbons lines?
Polymer knot.
Yep. Polymer knot. Just
a regular old polymer knot.
So no loop knot or anything, you know, spectacular. It's tied straight through it. So do you wear glasses, like glasses in real life, to read, like readers? Oh, all right. I was just wondering because a 14-foot long rod
and trying to get
that line through 14-foot and your partner's back there catching a fish and you have to stop. And I think that'd be pretty painful.
Don't let him fool you, though, because he's missed a couple eyes before.
True sound. But then he's missed a bite or two. Oh,
yeah. Not many.
Man, we ain't going to point out my flaws.
I think that's what it takes to have a good team, don't you think? That you have to get along. And even though you guys don't even live in the same state.
Yeah, no, he's right. He lives in Tennessee, and from Alabama, but lives in Tennessee. And
right,
we got hooked up, man, and hit it off. And he come down and fished Sardis. He said, "Man, you want to fish the Sardis NCL?" He come down, first tournament he'd ever fished. Well, the first
crappie tournament.
Yeah, pro crappie tournament he'd ever fished, and we ended up winning it. And from then on, we fished every one. We've done really well together. I can count on one hand how many times we missed top 10. So we've done pretty dang good. I mean, we've done really good together.
Yeah. So I saw that you took and did some fish fry or something up at Slider Bait Company. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
So are you going to do that at my house too? Or
you invited how do you know? Anytime.
How do you know that, you know, you need to show up and start eating fish? I like that. Have you ever used an air fryer to cook crappie?
Yeah.
Now that's good, isn't it? Yeah. My wife's got a recipe. I'm going to have to add that to the bottom of this show.
Y'all ruining them poor fish.
So how do you like yours?
Throw them in some grease, man. If it's good for you, it ain't no good. It don't taste good.
With some Chef Randy's seasoning.
Yeah.
I introduced him to that this year.
Oh, yeah? Chef Randy's. Where'd you get that? Is that a Tennessee thing?
No, it's a Bossier City, Louisiana thing.
Bossier City.
Where's your city? That's where that comes from, huh?
Yep. And I thought I had the best. I thought I had it down. I kind of make my own. I got a buddy in Louisiana that sends me corn flour, so I kind of mix it up, you know, make my own season and stuff. And I said, he was going to bring it down because we got hooked up with him, and he sent us a bunch. So he's going to bring some down and cook some fish last weekend. And I said, you're not going to beat what I got, buddy. You're not going to do it. And he sure did, man. He brought that stuff. That's the best dang fish fry. I recommend it to anybody. And I fish every day.
Right.
So you can imagine how much I eat fish. And I have never had any that good.
What's the name of it again?
It's Chef Rondes, Chefrande .com. And they're running a special now. 6 bags, which is a case. And if you buy 6 of them for $36, it's free shipping.
They should have a Wilson special.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
I mean, you just give them a shout out. But that's all right. That's good. So I like... we have ours at Catfish Allison sometimes. I don't know if you've had that before, but you take the crappie and you broil it first, and then you take it out, and then you put cheese and Parmesan over the top, and then you put it back in and cook it so it has a hard crust of cheese on there. And that's our favorite style, I think, right now. And then we've gotten to the air fryer. So
crappie's one of them fish, man. If you could eat it raw, it'd be good.
Yeah.
You know, you can't beat crappie. Crappie's one of the best eating, for probably the best eating fish fresh water.
And you're actually a guide on Grenada.
Yeah. Yep. Tri-Lake Guide Service. I own it on Grenada Lake.
Year round.
Yep. 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 I guide year round. I got two other guys help me. They're super good too. They're really good at putting people on fish. We usually do pretty good, man. Weather permitting, you know, you got to understand it's freshwater fishing.
Right.
If crappie ain't biting, it ain't like we can go target redfish or snapper.
Yeah, and it's also there's also a drawdown there on Grenada too, right?
Yep. So I usually quit. Now, I'm a big hunter, so I usually quit around October, and I don't fire it back up until February. But the water's down at Grenada. The water's down, so you can't really fish it anyway.
You can't get off the ramps.
Right.
Ramps are dry.
Now I do have a couple clients that I take to Sardis, and I'll take them in the wintertime. You usually can get in there, so.
Yeah. You're the only duck hunter I ever saw cold. Remember that? It was pretty cold that day out fishing.
Did I call one up?
No. Poverty Point. You got
Poverty
cold.
Point.
Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. I don't even want to think about that place. One of my favorite lakes, and I got my tail whooped on it. I didn't move out of that one little cove all day. I mean, it wasn't a 100-yard stretch. And caught probably...
Caught a bunch. Was it 1.8? What? No, 1.3. Is that what you caught, like, over and over? Yeah. Poor Clay's back there. 1.3.
Yeah, but I froze my butt off, and that played a big part. Luckily, right after that tournament, and I really ordered the wrong one, but I had a bad taste in my mouth after that tournament. We got hooked up with Northern USA.
Uh-huh.
And after that, Clay jumped on it, man. He said, "We're not going to get cold no more, ever." And...
There you go.
By golly, we haven't. that Norfin, it can be 10 degrees outside and you will burn up. I should have got the one that's a little lighter, but like I said, I had a bad taste in my mouth whenever I was ordering the stuff, and I got the heaviest duty thing you can get, and I'm pretty sure it's for like polar stuff.
You got the ice fishing suit.
Ice fishing.
Yeah. I don't live in Alaska, but I got stuff to wear if I do go to Alaska.
We still got your lucky gloves in the boat. They've That's been with right. us ever since.
Got my lucky gloves, and look at how good you've been doing.
Yeah, they helped
so
us. They helped
who knew gloves with holes and
yep.
and they worked.
Used them a couple times.
There you go. That takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time sponsored by Pico Lures. We're gonna let Clay talk about Pico Lures. What colors did you get? There's 42 colors.
There's a bunch of colors. I would say Beach Ball and D Wind's gonna work the best on Pickweed.
Yeah,
it's and awesome. Maybe Bone with orange. That orange belly Bone looks pretty good.
Yeah, that Doug Wynn is and Beach Balls both designed by Doug Wynn, who's a crappie guide on Kentucky Lake, and so that probably makes sense that would work there. So you can check out all the Pico Lures at picolures.com. If they want to go out in your guide service and have a good time, catch a bunch of fish, where could they get in contact with you?
You can find me on Facebook. Tri-Lake Guide Service, LLC, or you can go online, www.trilakeguideservice.com, and or you can give me a call, 662-230-4223, and we will probably whack them.
All right. Clay, if they want to check out your Facebook page, because I know you're real social on that, where would they go?
It's SRO Wilson Fishing.
There you go. There you have it. Like we always like to end the show, make sure you keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water.